Maybe that's why they won.
Because they weren't together anymore. Possibly. So yeah, he's an Olympic gold medalist. Zverev is also Olympic gold medalist, but from the Tokyo Games. Oh, yeah. I remember commentating on his win against Djokovic the year Djokovic was going for the golden slam.
Yeah.
And Djokovic, I remember him slamming the net post and oh.
That was too much, and then even for him.
Then at the US Open, tears in his chair. It was, oh, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Right, Zverev misses the first serve. Serving towards the presidential tribune at 5-2 after an hour and 19 minutes. Serves down the tee. The backhand is in play. Zverev swings his backhand cross court. It's a very fluid motion. Oh, then he drops shots. Clever.
Beautiful. Beautiful drop shot down the line.
15-0.
As Simon mentioned earlier, the easier drop shot down the line because the ball doesn't have to travel that much.
3 points from a 2-sets-to-love lead. 2 points from a 2-sets-to-love lead.
Big first serve on the Mahac forehand.
29 years of age now. World number 3 second seed in the absence of Carlos Alcaraz. Scoops up the ball on the backhand side. Ooh, drop shot from Mahac.
Yeah.
Because they're both standing so deep.
Yeah, very well touched, but didn't need to touch it this well since Zverev is this far from his baseline. We know that's something that is... It's been working on, but sometimes it loses it a little bit.
Five two 30-15, Radio Roland Garros on a Wednesday evening. Backhand rolled into play. The backhand flat cross court from Zverev. A little bit more oof. Oh. Redirection winner down the line from Zverev for set points.
The Zverev treatment. He has probably one of the best two-hand backhand of the tour. With, of course, Novak Djokovic.
Ace! And there's the set. Hour and 21. Sasha Zverev looking very, very, very comfortable. So while they get ready for a third, we are going to hear from Alejandro Davidovich Fokina. As I said, I set the scene. There was no coach today. He was asked if he had fired him, and I think at some point within this, we will get the answer.
After the match against Umur, we had lunch, and after that I went to cool down a little bit, and he said he was feeling bad. He was going to the hotel, and well, he went to the hotel, and like everything normal, you know, nothing happens between the team, between us, and in the afternoon, like 2-3 hours later, he texts me a message, and that he will not continue and whatever. And the thing is, he didn't say nothing to anybody, to the team, so he just took the flight and he flew to Miami without saying a word to us. And after that, I heard that he he did a couple times before with other players, so it seems normal for him. And yeah, at the end, I will not go behind him if he decided to leave, and at least not to continue till the end of the tournament. Not my problem. He's adult to make his own choices. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna respond or answer that. that message, but as a person, he well, for all the team, as a person, he failed. So nothing to say more.
Just a quick follow-up. Was there any reason or part in training where you had a discussion or fight that could explain the WhatsApp message?
No, we didn't fight. The thing is, we didn't fight. Everything was normal. In the match, was everything normal. We were very, very communicating at the match against Zumur. And I don't know what to say because it was strange, eh? But you know, nothing can surprise me anymore. I have a lot of things through my career, so this is another thing. But I thought that he was a very good person, and after that I discovered that he did couple times before with other players, I was like, okay, was my fault to hire him.
Radio Roland Garros.
Prenez vos places, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Radio Roland Garros. Ready. Play.
That was Alejandro Davidovich Fekina, the coach in question, who jumped on a plane to Miami as former player Mariano Puerto. And I'm just wondering, have you ever heard anything like it?
Never. It's crazy that he's so open about it. I mean, it's good because it's...
I guess he wanted it out there because he was asked, I hear you fired your coach. And he said, what do you mean I fired my coach? I didn't fire my coach. He left. He vanished. It's all very strange, isn't it? I know there are two sides to every story, but... The applause is for Thomas Mahatch. I think the crowd is saying, come on, Thomas, we've had an hour and 26. It's only 5-10. Come on. Problem is, Zverev is playing at an extremely high level this evening. Backhand is in play. The forehand back to the backhand of Zverev goes long. I mean, the crowd are really... supporting Thomas Mahatch right
well,
now.
They want a match. They want a match, exactly. Yeah.
Well, they might all have to go over to the courts. No.
I have to say, I'm investigating this Davidovich Fekina story.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Looking.
No, you carry on. Yeah.
Because
Mahatch holds to 15. That just sounds... You know, if someone had and maybe he does a personal issue, but the fact he also blocked Davidovich Fekina and his wife on social media. And he sent him a message and...
He did say in his interview, I wish him good luck if he has another player. But after this press conference, this new player will know that he will have to be careful because he might get abandoned in the bad moments.
Thing is, it wasn't a bad moment. He just won.
I'm not sure that Puerta will find another job after that.
No, I don't think he deserves to find one. I mean, you can't just... I mean, maybe... And as I say, I keep trying to make an excuse. Like maybe there was a personal family reason, but if there was, you say it. You say, sorry, Alejandro, this has happened.
Exactly.
I've got to be somewhere else.
Especially with your player when... Usually you get in such a relationship that you can talk about, you know, stuff that bother you, or maybe that's the way you wanted to end things, you know, but
it's cowardly.
It's not good publicity.
No, gosh, not if he's looking for more work.
For more, yeah.
As Alejandro said, it'd be a brave person that puts their faith in him. Sasha Zverev has pretty much put his faith in his father, Alexander Zverev Sr., and his brother Misha, who once Misha held, sort of put his racket away for his career, became front and centre. And I think Sasha Zverev just feels secure and safe with
family
around him.
And he has the same trainer/physio for years now.
Yes. Hugo Gravel left, his former physio, but Jez Green has... with him. Jez, lovely man.
Yeah.
Really lovely man.
When I was with...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
On tour, it was already lovely with him, so with me, so...
So, Mahatch, you have the crowd currently.
Yeah.
Although those
people... That's the only thing so far.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing, but they can turn easily, is the bad thing. He comes in off the return, goes inside out with the forehand, the backhand down the line from Zverev, the forehand slap cross court from Mahatch, the slice forehand from Zverev. Oh!
Oh, he's not going for the drop shot.
Wow.
That's not a good sign. Didn't even try to run to get it.
Casper Ruud's flying through, set and 4-1, but he is break point down now, so see how that goes. Mahatch down the tee, the forehand thunders back, the half volley off the baseline from Mahatch. Oh, the net is clipped from Zverev and it goes wide.
It did miss a popo, I think.
Yeah, I think it needed a... Maybe that's why it wasn't received very
well. Yeah, exactly. If you do it, you need to do it right, you know?
You can't back out.
No.
Once you start...
you need to commit.
You got to commit. Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't be brave enough to start it. Backhand cross court, very deep from Mahatch. He then slices the back... Oh, he drops over. That's beautiful. Picked up by Zverev. The re-drop from Zverev, and he had to make up a lot of ground.
Yeah, great run by Zverev, but you could tell that Mahatch was not able to get to that ball, to the re-drop that you call. I like that. I'm learning new words.
Such a quicker than saying another drop shot, isn't it? He just re-drops
perfect.
The drop shot.
And or it was Walton that was playing when he beat Medvedev.
Oh.
And his coach did call that a droppy.
A droppy, yes. Yeah. Oh, the Aussie. Go for the droppy. That was another droppy from Zverev.
Exactly.
I mean, he is just full of confidence right now.
Yeah, 2 break points, 15-40.
Mahatch misses out wide. Second serve, out wide, forehand thunders back, half volley from the baseline down the line, the pickup off the backhand side for Zverev, the inside out from Mahatch, the backhand cross court from Zverev, Zverev with his forehand thunders it cross court, forehand slap down the line, backhand cross court, win at break. 2-1.
Yeah, when the angles are open and Zverev is about to hit a backhand, that's where you're in trouble, because you know that he can hit everywhere he wants. And he did so.
So now he's two sets and a break. Let me ask the question, how you feel your friend, Konstantin Alis, will do against Zverev with what he has in his armory?
Well, there is one thing. He needs to stay, he needs to worry about the score and say, okay, I'm going to try to stay with Zverev as long as I can with my serve, hold my serve. And I would say not worry too much about the return game. Of course, trying on them and do whatever I can, but really focusing on holding my serve and putting those first serve inside, and then we go from here. That would be the mindset. And once we said that, I would say, well, go for some play. Do not wait for him to take the opportunity, because that's when he gets confident, and when he gets confident, that's where he's I mean, he's almost, you know, he's top three in the world. So, so that would be the, yeah, that would be the plan. Stay aggressive on the service game and be careful to, if you play on a big court like this, do not, you know, get, sometimes you get a little bit absorbed by the back of the court because you, you kind of lose the geometry of the court. But if you play again on Kofi Chatri or Suzanne Lenglen, stay aggressive and close to your baseline.
There we go. That's the game plan. Zverev is just playing very, very well. Comes in on the high return, thunders the forehand back, goes for the pass. Oh, he's missed it.
Yeah.
Oh. He looks up to the chair and he's like, can you check it just to be sure?
Asking Damien de Mugeois, the chair umpire, to go down. Which he did. He confirmed the call.
15. Zverev has his hair tied up in a bun. It's so long now.
Yeah.
Isn't he going to cut it when he wins a Grand Slam?
Maybe.
Some bet or something. A 2-1, 15 love. Serve out wide into the net.
I'm sorry about the crowd in Kofi Chatrier, but doesn't look like Mahac is
up for the challenge.
Yeah, believing too much in himself.
No. Serve out wide. But what a day it's been. Rybakina losing, and then she was asked in press about her coach Stefana Vukov. They said, well, he was in your box and he left, and what happened? And she turned to the journalist and said, well, I knew you'd ask this question. He said, it's nothing. He's felt ill, and he said to me he'd try and stay as long as he could. So you have to take her word for it. And she said he felt so ill he had to leave.
Oh.
So she said there was no drama, there was nothing.
Okay.
She said there were just too many, I mean, over 50 unforced errors from Rybakina today. Serve out wide. Ace. Game 3-1. We had Menchik, 4 hours 41. Full body cramping as he hit the winner to crumple to the floor.
I saw.
Unbelievable.
I mean, when you play that long in that heat.
But then he was taking time because he couldn't walk. And he was doctors, he lost a first serve. And I know they're the rules and you have to play to them, but you think, oh. How's Casper looking? Is he still?
Still in charge.
Yeah.
6-3, 5-2.
Oh, wow.
Two breaks, serving 15 love.
Zverev, forehand, cross court, forehand down the line from Mahac, cross court very deep and into the net.
Very
from
love.
Oh, so he's looking very good.
Yeah, of course, Suzanne Lenglen. 2 points away from two set lead.
Well, this is just what the doctor ordered for Casper Ruud if he can get this done.
Yeah.
In straight sets.
Of course.
Get himself back on track. We are 15 all drop shot from Mahac. Zverev gets to it, scoops it up, finds it in. He's a sitting duck, though, Zverev. It feels ages ago that Adam Walton beat Daniil Medvedev. Talking about the droppy, playing the droppy.
Yeah. That was only yesterday, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Mahac went for a drop shot that didn't even touch the net.
Mm. So it's 30 all, it's 1-3. Trails by two sets to love.
Three set points on Kostas and Lenglen for Ruud, and it's done. 6-3, 6-2.
Wow.
Two set leads for Casper.
Well, we might get there before the end of the match at the rate of this one, because it's break point for a 4-1 lead. I do want to hear from Jakub Benčík, though. We will hear from him. Break point for the double break. And the 4-1 lead, hour and 38 play. The forehand is lofted back, backhand, cross court, the drop shot. Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, he's drop shotting for fun and he's so far behind the baseline. But they both are.
Yeah.
4-1, very, very comfortable. I think he'll be delighted with his performance this evening. I mean, he hasn't had that much resistance, no. But in terms of what he's been able to do.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if he has some small issues here and there.
Yeah, if the back
that we don't
is.
Know, yeah.
If the back is a lingering problem. It's a tough one because the tennis tour is relentless. We saw the example of Taylor Fritz. And I remember interviewing him in Miami about the knee because he said he was managing it. And I said, how do you manage a knee injury in a sport where you're constantly putting weight through it?
That's true. What did he say?
And he said, well, we're doing a lot of work off the court that isn't weight bearing. And I said, but I don't understand how you can protect it when you're playing.
Yeah.
And he basically gave an answer, but there wasn't really an answer. And then here's his team, led by Michael Russell.
Yeah.
He was going to keep playing, and they said, we're not coming to Monte Carlo. And it was almost like an intervention. And he said, at that point, I realized I had to stop because his whole team said, we're not coming with you because it is the wrong thing to do.
Wow.
And so he said, I went home. I haven't been at home for that long since COVID. And he took a break. But it's really hard because it is relentless. There's always a tournament.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's the crazy rhythm with the tour now.
Yeah.
It's just that you have to play all the time.
Yeah. And for Zverev, there's no Alcaraz, so now could be his time.
Exactly.
And he knows there's no Alcaraz through the grass, so these next few weeks and months is an opportunity. So 4-1, Philippe Chatrier crowd thinking, they've kind of stopped cheering for Mahatch now. They tried,
didn't they?
They gave it a whirl.
They understand.
Yeah, they understand where this is going.
Yeah.
And they're even doing their best. It's heading down a road. Serve down the tee, snap back through the middle of the court. Oh, finds the line from Zverev. He thought it had missed it.
Fault zero.
Tony, this was a long while ago. That fan sounded like a peacock, as you said.
No.
I thought it was a turkey, but there is a peacock in our neighborhood and we hear it often. We've named it Kevin.
40-0.
Kevin the peacock. Rose has put her order preference of who she'd like to hear from. So we played Alejandro Davidovich-Fekina. Okay. Next up, she would like Jakub Mencik.
Then.
Listeners have spoken.
Oh, yeah.
40 love Zverev for 5-1. And Ali, Zverev comes in. There we go. That's 5-1. So I just wanted to say thank you for all the hard work everyone does for Radio Roland Garros. I started listening when we moved from the UK to the US over a decade ago.
Whoa.
And I've been a faithful listener ever since, even after we moved home. I love hearing from the other listeners who email in regularly, like Bookworm and Vishal. All the presenters make the listener feel a part of the tournament. It's genuinely one of my favorite times of the year to have the French Open radio on in the background to life. Thank you, Ali.
Gonna cry. I'm very emotional.
He's getting emotional. That could be after your paddle loss yesterday.
No, it's okay. It's already behind me. I'm looking forward now, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's the truth. Sure.
My arm is hurting. My heart is hurting.
Oh, my dear Lord.
You should see Arnaud Clément.
He's taking it very badly.
Yeah.
So what we'll do at the end of this, because the end is nigh, we'll hear from Zverev. Karolina Mukova is about to wrap up her match, so she'll be done. Then we'll hear from Mencik before we go to Ruud. Forehand. Oh, too much on that from Zverev. So out of 10, what would you give Zverev on tonight's performance?
It's a solid 8.
Okay. Is that an 8 just because the opponent
He doesn't need to do more, so...
Mm.
but he was very serious about what he had to do, and
not messing around.
No.
Get it done under 2 hours.
Exactly.
Serve down the tee. Right, so that's a love hold. So very shortly, Sasha Zverev will step up. Don't forget, we're back with you tomorrow morning at 11. Yannick Sinner starts at 12. The night session is Berrettini-Rinderknecht. And I have to say, I feel brave. Am I brave enough to say it now? I don't think it is going to be a late night.
You're crazy to say that at 6-3, 6-2, 0-1. Rude may.
Yeah, but the 0-1 is a hold of serve.
Yeah, but. Okay, so we're here for 5 more hours for sure.
I have faith.
It's okay. You know what? We'll go around. We won't, be off air tomorrow, and we'll.
Just keep going.
We'll keep going, you know.
I have faith in Casper Ruud. He's about to hold his first service game in the third set. Come on now. And Karolina Mukova is 2 points from the win. Zverev is going to win the next 4 points. Because, look, time hasn't been called, and Mahatch is already... His fate has been sealed.
I think he booked his ticket and the last changeover.
Yeah, he's pacing around, wondering where Zverev is. And Zverev's like, I'm enjoying myself, and I'll have a new racket. And
yeah.
Take the tags off on the things. There we go. New racket in hand. Someone's going to hand in the balls. Quarter past 10 in the evening. Karolina Mukova has match point, the 10th seed. Here we go. Zverev serving and missing. Ricocheted off the top of the net. Serves down the tee. The backhand is netted. This is their first and only meeting since the Olympics, where Zverev won in Paris. I think the crowd are all going to have to rush over Susan Longland. Serve out wide. Backhand's in play. Backhand missed. Zverev doesn't wait for them to quiet him down. He just aces down the tee.
Yeah, 2-4. Business as usual. 30-15. 1-1. The third set between Ruud and Medvedovic.
And Karolina Mukova has won 2-2. So we have 2 matches left for you on day 4. And very surely it will be one match. Because after an hour and 47 minutes, Sasha Zverev has match points.
Yeah.
Looking to come in off the serve. Why not?
Ooh, double fault. Maybe the tension.
He went big on that second serve. The crowd are thinking, we're getting one more point. Still going.
Merci.
Serve down the tee, it's an ace. It's a great performance. Antoine gave him an 8 out of 10. Did everything he needed to do to get the job done and to get off court in under 2 hours. Sasha Zverev through to the third round, where he'll face Content Alice. We're going to hear from him very shortly.
Alexander Sasha Zverev.
Yeah, that was a good night's work.
Yeah. That was a very solid performance by Sasha Zverev. Happy about it himself. You can tell that he didn't want to spend too much time on the court, and of course Tomáš Mahács did make that easy for him, because we could tell that he was not maybe he didn't look 100% tonight. Let's be honest. And not sure it was going to be enough, because we know that Sasha Zverev is here to go far. He's seed number two, as you mentioned. He knows that Carlos Alcaraz is not here. These are the conditions that he likes. Fast clay like this. Even though it was very good, you know, when the clay was humid, and when unfortunately he broke his ankle, but he likes when it's fast like this, and he's looking good. If his body leaves him alone, that, I mean, we need to consider him for the big thing.
Sacha, au micro d'un septuple vainqueur en Grand Chelem, Monsieur Mats Wilander.
Sacha, how are you? Nice to see you. Great playing. You look like you're hitting the ball unbelievably well. You served amazing. Your forehand is harder than ever. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to improve like everybody, but yeah, today I thought for 1.5 sets was amazing level from both of us. I thought we played really, really good. Also, Thomas played really, really good, and then unfortunately, you know, the injury kind of stopped the match flow a little bit, you know. I thought it was a fantastic level, and then, of course, the level dropped, obviously, but I'm happy to finish it in 3 sets. You know, as a player, it's always difficult when the opponent is injured, because you still have a job to do. You still have to win the match. But yeah, unfortunately for Thomas, I hope it's nothing too serious.
Yeah, we hope so too. You're hitting drop shots too, more drop shots than ever before. Does it make more fun to play when you come to the net and hit drop shots? Because I never knew how to do that.
You always knew how to do that.
I just didn't do it then.
Obviously, something stopped me at this stage, you know, from winning. I won on every stage except this stage. And again, I've talked about it so many times this year. At the end of last year, we sat down with my team and we said we have to do something different. We have to try more things. We have to try to be more aggressive. We have to try to hit the ball harder. We have to maybe come in a bit more, maybe a bit more variety as well. And so far, it's working. Yeah. I'm happy to be through, and we'll see how the next 10 days go. But, you know, I'm happy where I am. I have to be confident in my game, and moving forward, I'm looking forward to being back, hopefully, on this court.
Yeah. And I have to ask you, because you're the only player that never goes to the towel box. Like, I didn't see you do it once. Are you not sweating, or you don't have sweatband, or what?
It was not so hot this week, evening, so...
Okay.
No, but luckily for me, I don't really sweat, so that's good.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. But yeah, I don't know, I just...
Just don't do it.
I just don't do it.
And there's another thing that you don't do. You don't look at the tennis balls before you serve. You just get the 2 balls from the ball kit, and then you serve. All the other players look at the tennis balls. What are they looking for, or what can't you find?
I don't know. Maybe they have a secret that I don't know about. For me, the tennis balls are all the same. So I just take the first one that I get. I try to serve as hard as I can and win the point, and that's it. But yeah,
it's very refreshing. Thank you.
Maybe someone like Novak or Rafa, who is retired now, can give me some secrets about the tennis balls. Maybe I'm too stupid to realize, but for me, they're all the same.
Well, you're not too stupid. Sacha, thank you so much. Well played. Good luck in the future. And Sacha Zverev!
He was in a good mood, as you expect, and very honest about what he and his team were looking to do for him. And he talked about, this is Sacha Zverev 2.0. Now, we are going to be going over to Casper Ruud, who's looking to break Hamid Medvedev in the third game of the third set, leading by 2 sets love. But we do want to bring you Jakub Mencik. 4 hours, 41 minutes he came through against Mariano Nervone, to the point where he hit the winner, the inside-out forehand, and he crumpled to the floor in full body cramps. He was able to recover. He was able to go into press. And here for you is a little of what he had to say.
Jakob, obviously crazy scenes at the end of that match. Can you just describe what you're feeling physically on the court?
Well, obviously, I don't know. Again, hell of an experience. I mean, all of you probably saw the ending, especially the fifth set. Overall, you know, first three sets, I was doing pretty well. I think then more, I was pretty good prepared for the match and even for these conditions and everything. But unfortunately, in the beginning of the fourth set, I was struggling to put into my body electrolytes and to drink. So basically, in the beginning of the fourth set, I stopped drinking. And that was causing the problems then after. So obviously, yeah. I mean, the ending says it all. But you know, I'm just happy that I kept fighting. I was always believing, even if I don't know, I was not nearly about to serve, but I still believe that somehow I can make it possible. So yeah.
I was curious then what the last couple of hours have been like, just how you're feeling, you know, when you got back to the locker room, and also you said you couldn't put electrolytes in your body. Were you like vomiting, or like why couldn't that?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, during the match, it was obviously during the heat. It's insane to play in this weather, and especially, you know, in front of the sun. I mean, to be there for more than 4.5 hours, that's just insane, you know. And even with the breaks, that you don't have that much time. The ball boy cannot bring you a towel on the during the changeover. You have just 1 minute, which obviously before when you sit, it's already just 30 seconds. So I mean, there is not that much time to cool yourself down. So of course. Even if I was struggling, you know, to put the electrolytes, it was just because of the heat. But then, obviously, at the end, I had a little bit of cramps. But I walked out of the court by my feet, and in the lockers, I just went to the ice bath. And even after that, I went to the gym to do some recovery. So I would say I'm feeling pretty well. It's just now about to put back the strength, you know, a lot of fluids and some food, and I'll be okay.
You've no idea, obviously, how you're going to recover in 2 days' time, but you're going to be playing Alex de Minaur. Isn't he the worst possible opponent to be playing after what you've just been through?
Yeah, I mean, of course, like I said, of course, even if it looked horrible at the end, after 30 minutes in the locker rooms, when I was out of the sun, I started to feel much more better. I'm here, you know, feeling pretty well. So of course, I will use the recovery day as full as I can. Obviously, hopefully the conditions are not gonna be that crazy as today. I already experienced a couple of matches with the five sets that after that I recovered pretty well, and I was able to win matches, and I was able to compete, which I will do my best, and I will go for it. Yeah, Alex, like you said, I mean, he's the guy as something similar game style as today. So of course it would be very, very difficult to put him under the pressure, but I'm doing pretty well here, feeling really good, in a good form, so I will do my best to keep fighting and to get the W as today.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Can I just pick up one thing? He went to the gym. It's just, what? He went to the gym. I mean, the man is a machine. I mean, he's built like a machine.
Yeah.
It's a specimen. But he was, wow, he felt better and went to the gym. But not able, he was in a physical situation that he couldn't actually drink from the beginning of the fourth set. No wonder he was in pieces. You can't get liquid electrolytes into your body in these conditions.
And that's where those players are just something else, you know, like they're able to go some places that is just, yeah, it's just so impressive. And the guy was already talking about the next match, and he's saying that he's going to be ready. And
he went to the gym.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, the last we saw him, he was writhing around on the floor.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Not able to stand up, and an hour or so later, he's in the gym.
This happened twice to me, once in China and once in Mexico, and I can tell you that after the match, I didn't go to the gym. I was lying down in my hotel room, and in Mexico, the ER had to come and put me some, you know, the where you get some fluids going on and all the minerals.
Like an intravenous drip.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Then they had to do it in the room.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's, I imagine cramping. The hard thing is there's no control.
Yeah.
And if you get stressed, it gets worse. But you're trying to relax, but then you're stressed because it's...
Yeah.
And then...
And trying to relax, but you're in, it usually happens in a very tense moment of the match, so...
Oh. Well, he's ready.
Yeah.
Been to the gym. Off he goes. And Alex de Moor had a walkover, so he's going to be as fresh as a daisy. We are on Susan Longland. It's 2-2 in the third. It's a second meeting between these two. A second on clay. They previously met in Barcelona in 2025. Rude came through 5-5. 30 unforced errors, though, for Hamann Medvedevic so far today.
It's way too much.
Rude slides in with his backhand. It drifts just inside the line. Wow.
Whoa. What a miss. He did go for a down line back end, but that was not the right choice. He's looking a bit worried to his box, Casper Ruud. Is he starting to feel the fatigue?
Well, I did notice at the last change, he had the ice towel around his neck and he had a bag of ice cubes on his
head.
And he was trying to... I mean, he's probably terrified because remember he said the last time my body temperature was so high. He's desperately trying to keep his temperature lower.
What just happened? Wow. No way. What a return.
Hamann Medvedevic looked at his boxer to say, right, so what do I do? He drop-shotted off the return and he was almost in the flower beds as he struck it off the backhand wing.
Avantage Medvedevic.
Good serve and volley. A deuce. Big kick serve down the middle. Casper Ruud was way too far and then Medvedevic was able to drop that volley.
Ruud floats that backhand in. This clips the top of the net off the backhand from Medvedevic, who slices with the one-hander on the backhand. The spinny forehand from Ruud. The pickup on the baseline from Ruud. He just drops it over Medvedevic. Then nets.
Medvedevic is...
Égalité.
Making some gestures to his box. I think he's finding Casper Ruud a bit lucky with the last few shots.
It's an important game now. Medvedevic, second serve. He's just 22 years of age. He's 58 in the rankings. A couple of spots off
Avantage.
His... Oof, and a double fault. Hands a breakpoint opportunity to Casper Ruud.
And he just did ask his coach if he stepping in or out on this next serve, because he knows that Medvedevic has a big kick serve. And then, yeah, he just stepped in. With a big flat serve down the middle, 194.
Égalité.
To save that break point.
Djedovic has got lots of kinesio tape from the base of his neck that seems to be going down the center.
And it goes in across in his back.
Both got white tops on. Then Ruud has the orange shorts and the white shorts from Djedovic. They're both wearing baseball caps.
Avantage, Ruud.
Went for too big on the last forehand, Medvedev, and it gives another break point for Casper Ruud.
Best Grand Slam finish for Medvedev was third round. It was here at Roland Garros last year, but as I said, he is young at 22. Second opportunity to break in this game for Casper.
On the second serve.
Oh, lashings of spin on that ball, and the backhand cross court from Ruud. Ruud in the baseline. He's long, it's circled by Ruud. Ruud does a little fist bump to his box with his racket. And is that going to be the fatal blow for Hamed Medvedev?
We don't know. You know, it's never done in tennis. But Medvedev is looking at his box saying that he can't seem to find the solution.
I mean, Ruud taking on some gels.
Yeah, whatever he can, I think.
Djedovic is, and that was a sort of half conversation with the box, wasn't it? But it didn't. I mean, he looks
sick of it.
He does, doesn't he? He's now talking to himself. Oh, that's it. A couple of breaks ago, he asked for his drink. And I don't think they brought it. Oh dear, someone's in trouble.
I think, yeah.
Oh, there it is, there it is, there it is. Is he going to say sorry now? No. Well, I mean, Casper still looks slightly hollow and broken.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of drink issues there for Medvedev. Yeah. And then suddenly it's they there
need,
and he's like...
They need to work on that choreography that they're doing with their box, you know, who is in charge of the drinks and everything. Maybe you should do... I mean, because we're not that far into the match, so maybe he should do more before the match, you know? He should prepare more drinks.
Yeah,
you know?
True. Yeah. So it's his fault.
I would say.
Oh, right. Imagine if the coach pointed, your fault. You pack the bag.
You're missing the forehand. Yeah. You're missing the backhand.
Yeah, your fault again.
I didn't teach you to do that.
Make your own drinks. 3-2, Ruud.
I'm not a bartender.
Yeah. So again, I have my role, you have yours.
Double foot to start this game, row 15.
Hour 45. Ruud will be delighted if he can get this done in three.
Casper, yeah, he's one of those players that doesn't
keep the spare ball. Backhand return from Medvedev. Medvedev with his double hand and nets.
Guns on.
I mean, he'll take a couple of balls initially to scan him, but then...
And then he picks one.
Yeah. I quite like that. Just don't you have to worry about tucking it in the pocket. Is it going to fly out? Is it going to just turn around and take another one?
Yeah.
Takes the same amount of time.
Yeah, it's just sometimes can, good deep return can throw you off a little bit to turn around as for another ball to the ball kid. Yeah, when you have the ball in your pocket, you're kind of in the same,
in your bubble.
Yeah, and your rhythm and your motion, but I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
15, 30.
But just wide.
Medvedev tapping the clay from the soles of his shoes. Now he's inside the baseline, wants to take this Luda back. Oh, it's a lovely return.
Yeah. Yeah, you can...
15-40.
You can tell that Casper Ruud is... it's been three, four games that seems a bit tired.
Maybe that energy drink has worked for Medvedev.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Oh. 30-40.
Beautiful serving. I love every time Medvedev turns around to his box and sort of laughs at them. Bless you. Or at his way. So I think the listeners may have heard that. So.
Even though I tried to cover it with my elbow. Like I've been told.
Still a break point.
Whoa.
40. Oh.
Ace to ace.
Yeah. It's a nice way to save a couple of break points. Yeah. No? Perhaps.
That was better. He went for it. Oh. Just the ball boy sort of sliding back into position. Not going to be three aces. Ninth straight appearance for Casper Ruud at Roland Garros. Medvedev just behind the baseline. Now he's inside the baseline, takes it early with the backhand, nearly falls over as he was spinning around.
Avantage Ruud.
How is it possible for him to serve like this?
So he does have an English-speaking coach, I would say.
He's Jorge Aguirre. So English is their common language.
Yeah.
Backhand. Backhand to backhand. I think that's wrong.
Ruud. Ruud men 4-2.
Dad Christian puffs his cheeks out. I think he knows how important that game was. So we've got sister in the box, dad in the box, team in the box, agent in the box. Right, how is Hamed Medvedev going to react? He's a fiery fella. Serve out wide. Forehand spins back, drops mid-court. The backhand from Ruud. The drop shot is lovely.
15-0. Oui, please.
Serve. Oh, it's a serve and volley.
Yeah.
There we go.
He knows that Cascarini is standing very far from the baseline, so he doesn't have to hit a great volley behind the serve.
Ruud is so far back. Oh, drop shot again, but that one's not as good. It sits up. The lob goes up. Ruud is not even going to chase it back.
Yeah. 40-0.
First to let that lob go.
Nice variety being shown from Hamed Medvedev. He holds to love, but he's still a breakdown. Ruud 4-3 with the break. We had an email from Tammy to the Radio Roland Garros team. I just checked my old emails and realised I've been listening to you since 2010.
Wow.
You've kept me company all week, including today on my train ride to work and while at work. I may have to put my earbuds away by the end of the day if matches are still in play, only because I'll be heading out shortly to meet up with friends before tonight's Bruce Springsteen concert. I didn't know Bruce Springsteen was still performing. How old is Bruce Springsteen?
And the listener could keep us in their ears, you know, even during the Bruce Springsteen concert. I mean.
But wouldn't it be quite loud? Bruce, how old is Bruce Springsteen? Do you want to have a guess? Come on, have a guess.
He's...
Did you just look it up? No, you're not allowed to be involved.
No, he's not. He's 80.
80 and performing concerts? You've got a lot of faith in Bruce. He's 76. He's
but
not 80.
I'm not that far.
Well, not that far, but 76 and still performing. That's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine. But he want to put his feet up and relax. Love that. Well, enjoy the concert.
Yeah.
And you could, you could have us in one ear, but I don't think you'd hear a lot.
Born in the USA.
I knew that's you. And then,
you hear Casper Ruud.
Drop shot. Break point. Yeah, it wouldn't be. It's not the same, yeah. Is it? You've got to enjoy Bruce while you can.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll be back tomorrow for Tammy.
Yeah.
On a ride to work. 4-3. I mean, he's serving really well. And I think if he heard Medvedev say that, it's probably given him a little boost.
Exactly.
I am serving quite well.
Yeah.
4-3, 15, love. He looks a bit dishevelled, doesn't he? Sort of. A bit of stubble, the hair sort of sticking out, sweaty and sticking out. I don't know if it's for all the tennis he's played or he is a newborn dad, so if it's a sleepless night, as he hits a heavy inside-out forehand, a lofted lob up there, that's a high ball. And so Ruud will put lashings of spin. And now another one from Hamer Medvedevic. What is he going to do? He's going to send it back. He's going to do it again. Of course he is.
It's going to miss, no? Oh,
it's a third defensive lob up there. The others, can he do it again?
Oh my God!
And he did take a bow.
Why not do that all the time? Two or three moon balls in a row, then Casper Ruud changed the direction of the ball and went for cross court forehand.
S'il vous plaît,
Medvedevic was able to put a laser down the line with a big forehand.
Backhand's in play, 15 all, backhand cross court wide.
30-15.
It's very emotional.
Yeah,
it's gone from high to low.
Medvedevic doesn't seem to have a plan. You know? Like, or he doesn't stick to it. But there is, you know, it's either or, you know?
Or maybe he's two sets and a breakdown, so he's just gone rogue.
Yeah.
You know? He's just like, oh.
That might be more like
I got my drinks late. He's serving really well. It's 10:45. That's just... Whereas Ruud is just all business.
Yeah.
That's what Casper Ruud does.
Oh.
40-15.
Went big for the return on that second serve, but a bit too big. 40-15.
S'il vous plaît.
Game point for 5-3 to put him a game away and to complete the night's order of play. Right, so we'll have a change of balls. Casper Ruud a game away.
Ruudman
5-3. Change of racket like Sasha Zverev for maybe only one game.
Let's do it. Oh dear.
Medvedevic didn't bother to change his racket.
No, he's setting,
ball change.
Sitting down on the line judges. What is it, like a foot plate, that metal Lacoste plate in front of them? I don't know what that is. Is it like a guard thing?
To...
Kicks a serve out. What?
15-0.
He's sort of all in white. Sort of...
Yeah.
His white, not off, it's sort of white.
He's already wearing the Wimbledon outfit.
Yeah. Ready to go, isn't he? Missed his first serve. Swinging up into his second. That one kicks up.
He has one of the biggest kicks of the tour, Medvedevic.
It's so high.
Yeah, so high. He can find some... He can go so wide with it. I mean, Casper is returning from the... As you said, from the...
Flower beds.
Lovely flowers, yeah.
So Hamid Medvedevic just walks in a little circle, goes back, settles himself for the second serve. Kicks up again, spins into play on the return, and the backhand spins. And he's missed it.
40-0.
Three minutes shy of 2 hours on court, coming up to 10:50 in the evening. Final match on the grounds.
Wow.
Medvedevic.
Ace wide at 152 kilometers per hour.
So. It kicked up so high.
To tell you how wide the kicks was.
That was quite